Hello there, Padawans. Welcome to another episode of Holonet Live. I'm your host, Steve. Today is August 21st. Here's what's going on in the galaxy. Yesterday, I had recorded the Holonet Live saying that the Mandalorian Season 2 trailer was posed to drop during the NBA playoffs last night. And I'll apologize. It obviously didn't. But a lot of people on the internet, people that usually leak these kind of things have, there was multiple people saying that the trailer was going to be dropping. And then at the very last minute, it was, oh, it's not dropping. Tonight, it's going to be dropping Saturday night during the NBA playoffs. Again, during the Lakers Trailblazers game, you know, around halftime. I'm just going to go out on and say this is a rumor. There is no confirmation of anything. There's no confirmation. Like, typically, so last year Star Wars did confirm there was going to be a trailer ahead of time, and that didn't happen Thursday. So everyone all day was like, when's this confirmation going to come? When's this confirmation going to come? And when I record the episode, that didn't, it didn't come to fruition. And so at that point it didn't, and then it never came to fruition. So Ollie and I were geared up to do a reaction video if it was gonna drop, but it didn't drop. So because of that, I'm just gonna say Saturday night, it's gonna be a rumor until something is confirmed by Star Wars. That's what happened last year, and that's what probably should happen this year. If it came out of nowhere, I'd be shocked. Typically they want to give a heads up. So in the same day. I'm not saying it should happen tonight, but it could happen tonight. We have no idea. It hasn't been confirmed. Nothing's there yet. So just stay on your want to keep you on your toes, I guess, with this, and hopefully the Mandalorian Season 2 trailer drops soon. If it drops tomorrow night, great. If not, it's got to be right around the corner. Especially with the celebration timeline, and with the Mandalorian's coming out in October, so it's right around the corner. So anytime now, and like I said, Ollie and I will definitely do a reaction video to this trailer, and we'll give some predictions on what we think. And we've done a lot of predictions already, but once we see the trailer, we'll see what they have to reveal. That might give us some new insight into what the season's gonna bring. But on that note, Kathleen Kennedy was interviewed by The Wrap recently, discussing Baby Yoda, The Mandalorian, and their Emmy nominations, and the creation of the show, and the future of Star Wars. And there were a couple key points that I found that were interesting in this. I'll post the link to this article in the description if you want to read it. But she talks about The Mandalorian in depth. She also talks about Baby Yoda, whether they knew from the beginning or not, which they did. And then she talks about the rise of Skywalker in response to some of the questions, in that they wanted to take some time to think about where the franchise is going from there. Some of this stuff kind of sounds like, to me, and this is kind of a takeaway from me, is that they kind of rushed the rise of Skywalker in a story and writing sense, just based on her responses. And it sounds like they're trying to figure out where to go from here. I don't know if they're trying to figure it out through George Lucas, or if they're trying to, I don't know where they're going at this point. I mean, we obviously have the High Republic coming on, but there is a couple key points. There is a question that was mentioned too. The lines between film and television are obviously blurring now, but what do you think that television is very important to the future of the franchise? And she responded, I do, and I've already seen evidence of it, the ability to create very character-driven with extended storytelling and connected storytelling. I think the space offers us a great opportunity to do that. I could not agree more with that response. I mean, let's face it, there, you know, the rumors going around, they got Kenobi, they got Cassian Andor in the works. They got The Mandalorian. It's been highly successful so far. Not perfect, highly successful though. And they have a lot going for them in that space. I mean, and also along with the animated series too. So it'll be very interesting to see what comes of, once we see the trailer, and then hopefully once COVID kind of you know, goes away eventually, hopefully by next year, that we start to see more confirmations on a lot of these rumors and everything. So the winter time should be a good time for a lot of this stuff to come out, to be confirmed, I guess, in a way. So that was one key point. And the second key point is they asked about the second season of Mandalorian. Was it right under the wire in terms of production before the shutdown? And they literally finished the Mandalorian production 5 days before the country was kind of thrown into lockdown. So that's very, very cool that they managed to get in there in time. I mean, imagine if we didn't have the Mandalorian coming. Holy crap, we would be having a boring fall. We would have Star Wars Squadrons, which is great, but in terms of TV or anything, yikes, it would be we don't have a movie coming, so what would we have? It would be a year without any Star Wars, and maybe it'll be reminiscent of when the original trilogy came out and when the prequels came out every 3 years. So but yeah, that's good stuff to hear. So like I said, I'll put the whole article in the description. You can check it out. It's a lot of generalized stuff. It's not super in-depth in terms of, like, there's nothing revealing in a sense. Just a couple key things that I saw that was pretty cool. But also, this means that debunks the whole Kathleen Kennedy is leaving rumor that's been going on. I'm not going to say who's been saying that for a while, but that's been going on for a while. Ollie and I have talked about on our podcast. We'll talk on our Pod Between Worlds show. So we'll definitely probably have to talk about that again since this nice little article came out. So anyways, so moving on from that, Darth Vader 7 has been released. And this is going to be, if you're into the comics, it's pretty cool. The Darth Vader series is awesome. Just so much character development, and Darth Vader, I mean, he's, oh god, it's such a it's awesome in terms of learning the background and in the time period between Revenge of the Sith and which we'll call it A New Hope. And so it's a lot of character development, and the storyline is really cool. So if you haven't checked that out and you're interested in the comics, go check that out. They're by Marvel, so you could probably get it through the Marvel apps if possible. So and then last but not least, Hasbro Pulse, they revealed some new Star Wars toys. Hasbro is headquartered in Rhode Island, where we are from, so this is really cool. And they are releasing new action figures, play sets, and other toys from, including the Black Series and the Vintage Collection. And I believe the Celebrate the Saga. And there's, I mean, I'm not going to go through all of them, but there's a bunch of them. I mean, you got all the clone troopers. You got, it looks like the electric staff purge troopers, some lightsaber stuff, some Celebrate the Saga, which has some of the prequels, some of the original trilogy. So a lot of cool stuff. If you're into the toys and collecting the toys, this is pretty cool. There's a lot of that. So that's on starwars.com if you want to see them. Again, I'll put the link in the description. You can go check it out. And that concludes another episode of Holonet Live. I didn't think this was going to be that long, but apparently it kind of did drag on a little bit. But really cool stuff going on. Hopefully we get that Mandalorian trailer, so keep your eyes peeled for that. We'll probably say something on Instagram if it's going to happen, or if it's not, we'll just hold off and wait until it actually drops. So as always, check us out, follow us on the Padawans on Instagram, and also follow us on all podcast streaming services, iTunes, Spotify, Google, Anchor, Overcast. We're all over the place with our podcast. We're also on Twitch and YouTube at the Padawans. We stream all of our podcasts live on Twitch, and then we put them on YouTube. We do have a new podcast dropping today from our Pod Between Worlds show, so go check that one out as well. And as always, We really appreciate the reviews. We've gotten a few new ones recently from Kylo Ren memes and Jeff Marone. And we appreciate the reviews and the feedback, and we love that you like the show and the kind words about us. So we really appreciate it. Again, drop us a review. This, it actually helps us get seen by more Star Wars fans like you. And you know, we're just looking to share our love of Star Wars with everyone else. So other than that, catch you later, Padawans.